Well, we thank everybody for being able to come to our program that we are starting for Black History Month. This is our first time that we'll be live, and we'd like to let everyone know that for Black History Month is a very important month, and we're going to study and learn about people of color in the Bible. We will be learning about history. This month, this series will be our Black History Month series for beginners. The purpose of this series is to educate all and to demonstrate how the Bible can be used to teach many subjects. Many people look at the Bible as a religious Bible, as a religious book. And so many people are just looking at it in reference to one thing, and that is in reference to how they can use the Bible to teach religion or teach tradition. And so what we're going to demonstrate is that the Bible is much bigger than a book that they use it for as a religious book. It is a book that teaches us many subjects. It teaches us many different things. And that's what we're going to look at. That's going to what I'm doing this series that we're going to look at so that we can see its application in many places. And the purpose of this series will be able to demonstrate how the Bible can teach many subjects, specifically from a holistic, multicultural teaching approach. In this series, one will learn the basic history of the Bible, geography of the Bible, the science, astronomy, and health are presented in easy and in understandable languages. Now, many people look at the Bible as sometimes as a difficult book. The Bible talks about current events as it relates to the book of Daniel and last day events. These are also some of the things that we will be getting into. We'll be getting into eventually doing our series, most likely after February, after Black History Month's over. We'll be going into more depth of health. We'll be going more depth into last day events. Many people are interested in events that are transpiring around them, and they don't know how they relate to the Bible. And so we are hoping that through these number of classes that we will be able to learn lots of things. And so what we will be doing, we'll be teaching classes. That's what the Messiah did when he was here on the planet. He was a teacher. They called him rabbi, a teacher. And so he taught them. We're not going to be doing a lot of preaching. We're going to be doing a lot of teaching, because most of our people hear preaching every week. And so now what we need is some teaching. And so how we're going to begin, we have what we call the beginner series. And in the beginner series, it starts off with the days, each day of creation. Now, most people don't know that in the days of creation, that there are lots of things, lots of science that is being taught in the Bible, just in chapter one of the Bible. In the first three chapters of the Bible, you will be able to know, you'll be able to learn about what they call the nine laws of health. And the nine laws of health is an easy thing to remember. It's just called New Start. K-N-E-W, S-T-A-R-T. And those nine letters will be able to teach you a lot about health. And they're found in the first three chapters of the book of Genesis. And so the Bible starts us off with science automatically. The Bible says, in the beginning, Elohim, or what some people refer to as God, made the heavens and the earth. And the earth was filled with water. It had no form. The earth was very dark. The spirit of Elohim, or God, as others use, moved on the face of the waters. When we talk about the Bible, there's different languages that are being that people use. People use Greek, People use what they call Hebrew, which is really a Canaanite African language, but we'll get to that in a later series. And so some was written in Latin, and they have these different languages or these different Bibles, and they say different things. And so one of them is what we call the Hebrew words or the biblical words for God is what we call Elohim. We want to start there so that, like we're saying, we're starting at the beginning. So we want to at least lay a foundation for the terminology that we'll be using. Many refer to the Messiah by his Hebrew name, Yeshua. All things were made by him, Yeshua, and without him, Yeshua, was not anything made that was made. That's found in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Yes, our friend Yeshua, or some refer to him as Jesus, was the creator in the beginning. All things were made by him. What do Yahweh and the Holy Spirit and Yeshua all have in common? Each were present in the beginning. Together, they make up what we call the Godhead. And so when we read the first few verses, it let us know that in the beginning was Elohim, made the heavens and the earth. And the Elohim is the plural sense, which refers to the plurality of Elohim, of God, as what we would call him. In my mind, I tried to help us people see it as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as Elohim. But it's plural. It's not singular. Yahweh is singular, and that would represent the Father. The Word, remember the Bible says, in the beginning, God or Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And so we see here Elohim, which representing all of them, as one. Then we find out that it also lets us know that the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. So now we have Elohim speaking, and then the next verse it says, and Elohim or God said, let there be light, and there was light. And so now we have here the words being spoken by Elohim. And so who is the word of Elohim? We know that the Bible told us, as we read already, that Yeshua in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim. And we know that the Word is what we call Yeshua or the Messiah. So we see here in the very beginning, we have the Word of Elohim speaking light into existence. We have the Holy Spirit moving upon the face of the waters. And we have Yahweh, who is in control of all of this and helping all of this come to pass. So in the very beginning, that's what we start with. Elohim. Now, I hope you was able to follow what we were saying about Elohim. And we're going to read some of this out of the book. It says, Elohim made the heavens and the earth. Elohim is a Hebrew word, which means God in a plural sense. Plural means more than one. Most likely, the term Elohim points to the existence of the Godhead. The Bible tells us that in Colossians 2, verse 9, in him, Yeshua, dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. What is the Godhead and what makes up its parts? There can be no debate that God the Father, Yahweh, is part of the Godhead. Yahweh was present in the very beginning, as we have read in Genesis 1:1. Yahweh had no beginning and has no end. The Holy Spirit was present in the very beginning too. As we read, the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. Since the Spirit was present in the beginning, we conclude that like Elohim, God, the Father, has no beginning. As we move to the New Testament, we read in John 1:1, in the beginning, the Word, Yeshua, and the Word was with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim. The Word, Yeshua, was made flesh and lived or dwelt among us. John chapter 1, verse 14. So as we've been able to see from the very beginning of creation and in the very beginning of all things, we have Yeshua as the Word, the Spirit of Elohim moving upon the face of the waters. And so some would ask, who created the heavens and the earth? Now, most people believe that it was just Elohim or God, because it says God, but they forget that God makes up the Word and the Spirit and the mind, or that controls all of this. And so as we study and as we read on, we're going to learn lots of different things in reference to the Word and how it relates to the beginning. Now, some might be saying, well, what does that have to do with Black History Month? Okay, in the beginning, Yahweh created the heavens and the earth. And as we read on in Genesis chapter 2, the Bible lets us know that he created the Garden of Eden. Now, some people might be saying, well, where was the Garden of Eden? Most people will be saying, well, we know the Garden of Eden was somewhere in the Middle East, Mesopotamia. Well, that's what we're taught. But we're going to go through scriptures and we're going to find out where really was the Garden of Eden. And then we ask the question, well, who was Adam and Eve? Well, most pictures that if you read in Sunday school lessons, Sabbath school lessons, and pictures that you go around from church to church, it usually doesn't matter if it's a Black church or a white church or a Spanish church or whatever, it's usually a white Jesus, and which represents the Europeans. And so the question has to be asked, is Yeshua, the Messiah, the son of Elohim, a typical European? According to what we see today, we have today, everyone is showing that the European Jews who are now in Israel and who run Israel, who's in charge of Israel, was put there right after World War II, right around 1948, that they were given this land. It was voted in by the UN and the United States leading the pack. And so from every angle that we see it, we see that all the pictures that relate to the Bible characters are all European. And so as we study the Bible, we're going to be able to see, is this true? Was the first people in the Garden of Eden European? Or were they not? What exactly were they? What was their skin tone? And where did they actually live? What type of people would we be calling them today? Do they look Spanish? Do they look European, as the Europeans would have us to believe? Or do they look like us, typical African Americans? Many people would like to answer those questions, but many people don't know how to go about it. And so as we read the scriptures, we're going to actually see. At this time, we're going to take a break for our sponsors. Thank you.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Truth Music. If you'd like to help support Narrow Path Music and Ministry reach souls throughout the world, please visit www.narrowpathmm.com. And help support our truth ministry. Teach, reach, unite, touch, and heal by purchasing a raffle ticket for only $1 on the donate tab. In the PayPal description box, please include your name and phone number so that you may be reached if your name is drawn. This drawing will be held September 30th and so forth each month until we have reached our goal. The first place winner will receive a $75 Walmart gift card. The second place winner will receive a $50 Walmart gift card. The third place winner will receive three of Prophetess' latest mixtapes. So I encourage everyone to participate today. Sow a seed in the name of Jesus, especially if you enjoyed the music. There's more to come in the future, and as we raise more funds, we will have bigger gifts to give away and be able to reach a lot more people. So I just want to thank everyone out there who has donated already, and I ask that we continue to spread the word, because Jesus is coming back. And the only way that we will be ready is if we teach, reach, unite, touch, and heal. Thank you. God bless.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an all-points bulletin for the saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
We thank everybody for coming back to hear people of color in the Bible, as we talk about last day events. Mm-hmm. We're glad that this is an opportunity that we get to be able to share mm-hmm. about our role and the historical people that are found mm-hmm. in the Bible. Back to where we were when we talked about Adam and Eve, we asked some basic questions. Adam and Eve, where did they come from? Well, we know that they came from the hand of Yahweh. Okay, let's turn to Genesis for a minute, just so that we can get a better feel of what the Bible is actually saying each day. When He created man, what does it say? In Genesis chapter 1, verse number 26. What it says is Elohim, or God, said, "Let us make man in our image," or humans in our image, "after our likeness." Okay, now the question has to be asked. It said, "Let us." Who's us? Make man in our image. Who's our? Who is this plural that it's referring to? After our likeness. Okay, this is very important, because as we think about it and as we look at this, this is letting us know that He's talking about the same Elohim, which is in a plural sense, as we read already, is the same plurality He's using. That's what us, our us, let us, our image, our likeness means. So here again, we see the plural sense of Elohim being used in the Bible. Now, the next thing that we look at here is that let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, and over everything that creepeth on the earth. Notice how Elohim made man. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And Yahweh Elohim formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now let's look at this clearly of what the scriptures is teaching us here. He said that he created humans, man, from the dust of the ground. Okay? And so if we look at the ground and we look at the elements that are in the ground, the same elements and the same proportions of the dirt is the same proportion of elements and minerals that's in our body. Did you know that? Did you know that we're majorityly water, 70% water, and like 30% solid mass? That is the same proportions of the water, the oceans, the lakes, and all of that in proportion to the land mass. We are made directly from the earth in the same proportions. And the Bible makes that crystal clear to us. And so all we have to do is, and the Bible, all we have to do is look at the dirt and look at us to determine who were these people. Well, what color does dirt come in? Well, dirt comes in three major colors. Black, which is the most richest soil, which is found in the forest and in the woods. Brown dirt. Brown and dirt is where we see lots of places. Lots of farmers use that. And then we have the red clay, the reddish clay that's harder. And so, as you can see, we have three different shades. And all of them would be classified as what some people would today as a black man or woman. Okay, so just taking it from the soil, it helps us explain some of these things. Now notice what else it says in this beginner's book that we are reading from and we're discussing from. Also, when we think about, he said he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. So first you had a body. And you know, once your heart starts beating, once you stop breathing, what happens? You literally die. And when you die, is there anything that breathes or lives on? Well, here we have just the dirt, the dust. He formed man, humans. And then he says that he breathed into his nostrils. And that's the spirit, breath. He breathed into us. And then we became a living soul. So when you have, so it takes two things to make up a living soul, not one thing. It takes up the breath from Elohim, which is was breathed into this body of flesh. Both of those is what makes up what we would call a living soul. So, were you a living soul before he breathed into your nostrils? No, you was just a dead body. You were just a body. When his breath was there without the body, is that a living soul? No. But some people believe that. Some people believe when you die that your soul goes to heaven. But the Bible says that it takes a body and the breath of life to make up a living soul. So if your breath is taken from you and you die and you're no longer breathing, then you're no longer a living soul, according to Bible definition. So we want to look at that so that people can think about that, because these are certain things that are out there. We just want to help clarify everyone's thoughts so everyone can understand what the book is really saying. Okay, it says, Elohim made man from the soil. And as we said, look at the soil, pick up some and examine it. This is what Elohim used to make man. Did you know that the same elements, as we talked about, found in the soil, also found in the human body? Is that an accident? Or was that interesting that he was able to make these parallels so that we could know and we could think that that this whole creation story, this whole creation plan was by design? Elohim said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Adam had physical features similar to those of his creator. Notice that Elohim said, let us make man. Again, the word us used refers to the Godhead, which is none other than the Father, Yahweh, the Holy Spirit, and the Word of Elohim, which is Yeshua, the Messiah. Scripture says here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, hear, O Israel, Yahweh, our Elohim, is one Yahweh. You may be asking, how can three be one? Let us ask you a question. Are you one person or several persons? Of course, you're only one person. Let's try to understand something about Elohim. Elohim says that we are made in his image and his likeness. There is three main parts to humans. We have a mind. We have words. And we have a spirit. Just as man is one being with a mind, words, and spirit, so Elohim is one being with three divisions. The mind, Yahweh, the Word, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit. Does this allegory help you understand the Godhead? Now let's get back to the dirt. As we mentioned, there was three different types of dirt. Now, some people might say, well, there's white dirt. That's called sand. But if you look at sand, which is at the beach, it doesn't have the minerals that makes up a human. So we couldn't have been made up from sand. Now, sand is used in today's technology to make things. It makes glass. And it makes silicon chips, which is what you use for solar panels. But only the dirt is the only thing that actually has the same makeup as us as humans. And so that's what we were created from. And that would be what we would have to look like. So we'll take a break at this time and come back in a few seconds. Thank you.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Truth Music. If you'd like to help support Narrow Path Music and Ministry reach souls throughout the world, please visit www.narrowpathmm.com. And help support our truth ministry. Teach, reach, unite, touch, and heal by purchasing a raffle ticket for only $1 on the donate tab. In the PayPal description box, please include your name and phone number so that you may be reached if your name is drawn. This drawing will be held September 30th and so forth each month until we have reached our goal. The first place winner will receive a $75 Walmart gift card. The second place winner will receive a $50 Walmart gift card. The third place winner will receive 3 of Prophetess' latest mixtapes. So I encourage everyone to participate today. Sow a seed in the name of Jesus, especially if you enjoy the music. There's more to come in the future, and as we raise more funds, we will have bigger gifts to give away and be able to reach a lot more people. So I just want to thank everyone out there who has donated already, and I ask that we continue to spread the word, because Jesus is coming back. And the only way that we will be ready is if we teach, reach, unite, touch, and heal. Thank you. God bless.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glenn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
Well, we thank everybody for turning as we study again during Black History Month. Thank thee for the time and energy that everyone is spending and opportunity to spend time having us to be able to see what's actually going on and what we're being taught. Are we being taught this in our churches, in our Sunday school lessons, in any parts? Are the pictures reflecting any of this information? Well, some would say, well, Brother Emanuel, this is basic information. Yes, it is. This is basic information that everybody should know. But as we know, everybody doesn't know. I would like to continue reading some in the beginner's book. This is volume 2. He has talked about Adam and Eve. Let me tell you something which you may not already know. The name Adam means ruddy, or taken from the reddish earth. Isn't that interesting? Now, given this bit of information, from which color soil would you guess Adam was taken from? If you said the reddish brown soil, you're right. Adam was a man of color. And so was his wife, Eve. This accounts for why most of the Earth's population on the planet are people of color. That would make only sense. What about, do we have any other evidence? Skeletal remains, or what we call today fossils, from different regions of the world have been digging up and compared the different fossils and skeletons. What do you think they found out? Research shows that the oldest fossils ever found were found on the continent of Africa, in its northeastern region. Okay, what area are we talking about that's on the East Coast? Okay, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania are the countries where these fossils are found. These fossils are the remains of people with Negroid or African features. Therefore, we can unmistakably conclude that Africa is indeed the cradle of civilization. Numerous other studies have also identified Africa as the place of beginning. Geneticists, which are scientists who study the genes, took cells from 147 pregnant women from around the world. This they did to see if there was a common gene carried by all of them. The research revealed that all races, to a greater or lesser degree, have the same genetic makeup as that of Africans. 21st century research proves that Eve was an African. Biologists conclude that everyone, regardless of race, came from a descendant of Eve. Asians and Europeans are the descendants of Africans who migrated or moved to Asia and Europe. That's what you can conclude from that. Remember, Adam and Eve lived in a region which we call classical Africa or old Africa. It's not the Africa we use today, because the Africa we use today, they cut it up into different regions and trying to get fool people of what we used to call Northeast Africa before World War II, or what they call today the Middle East. That was what we would call part of Northeast Africa. But they redivided things up, put in the Suez Canal, and separated the two areas. Prior to that, they wasn't separate because there was nothing except the Red Sea, and the Red Sea did not cross over to that area. Remember, Adam and Eve lived in a region which we call classical Africa. All people, therefore, are the descendants of Africans. So that is very interesting that the Bible starts off with the first people. The first land masses, or the first people that's mentioned in the Bible, did you know, are Africans? Did you know that the first land masses that the Bible talks about are in this region, what we call the African Great Lake region? Did you even know that there was an African Great Lake region, similar to the American Great Lake regions that borders Canada and the United and North of, and the United States in North America? So there's lots of things that the Bible is teaching us and training us and trying to get us to see, but we see that through traditions of men. And the Bible says that Yeshua mentioned in his day that the church leadership has made void the law of God through their traditions. And so have we fallen into that same rut that Yeshua found himself in when he came and he died on the cross? Are we finding ourselves in the same delusion? And are there John the Baptists that are here on the planet to awaken the people? Are we at the same time as the time of Elijah the prophet, when Israel had fallen away from following Yahweh and we had Ahab and Jezebel running the church? These are things that we must contemplate as we study the Bible, as we go through it, as we ponder it, as we study it in depth. We hope that you get an appreciation of what the Bible really teaches us and what the Bible is trying to teach us and where is its goal and where is it going. Today we have a group of people that are in this world. We see the world is getting very corrupt and people don't know what to do. We have everything. We have racism has reached its height in the church, out of the church, everywhere. We see all of these problems. So the question is, what is truth? Is what you should be asking yourself at this point. What have I been taught that teaches me what the Bible says or what the Bible doesn't say? How do I know what is truth? Well, one thing is you can open your Bible and study it. That's one way you can start. That's where we all start. We all start by studying the word of Elohim, trying to get a foothold. He says, study to show yourself approved, not to man, but unto Elohim. Rightly dividing the word of truth. The time, the Bible says, would come where people will wish and will want to hear the truth, but they won't be hearing. And so, study, please. Search and see if the things that I say are so. See if I'm reading you the scriptures. Is these scriptures what they say they are? And what can we do about it? Well, like I said, everybody can study to show themselves approved unto Yahweh. And we all are supposed to. So I pray that we will continue to do that as we search the scriptures. At this time, we're going to break again for a commercial interruption. Thank you.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Thank you everyone for tuning in to Truth Music. If you'd like to help support Narrow Path Music and Ministry reach souls throughout the world, please visit www.narrowpathmm.com. And help support our truth ministry, Teach, Reach, Unite, Touch, and Heal, by purchasing a raffle ticket for only $1 on the Donate tab. In the PayPal description box, please include your name and phone number so that you may be reached. If your name is drawn, this drawing will be held September 30th and so forth each month until we have reached our goal. The first place winner will receive a $75 Walmart gift card. The second place winner will receive a $50 Walmart gift card. The third place winner will receive 3 of Prophetess' latest mixtapes. So I encourage everyone to participate today. Sow a seed in the name of Jesus, especially if you enjoyed the music. There's more to come in the future, and as we raise more funds, we will have bigger gifts to give away, and be able to reach a lot more people. So I just want to thank everyone out there who has donated already, and I ask that we continue to spread the word, because Jesus is coming back. And the only way that we will be ready is if we teach, reach, unite, touch, and heal. Thank you. God bless.
Wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an all-points bulletin for the saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glenn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
We thank everybody for coming back to hear, continuing our last part, the last 15 minutes of our presentation during Black History Month. As we were talking about the biblical, just the beginning of the Bible, and what we're finding in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And as we have been able to see, we've been able to conclude quite a few things. And some people might be thinking, well, why are you worrying about, you know, different things that are in the Bible? Well, I mean, as I studied the Bible and as I searched it out over the years, I had many contradictions that were going on in the church and many inconsistencies that was going on. And so I had to find out what is truth. I remember Pilate asking Yeshua when he was at the judgment seat, the basic question that we should all be asking: what is truth? And so that perplexed me. And so I wanted to find out what was truth, because there was so much error that was being taught and going on. And so I was able to hunt, and Yahweh was able to put it on my heart to be able to search the word and be able to find out what He was saying. And so as we continue on, we talked about Adam and Eve already. We talked about in the beginning. And since we're talking about people of color in the Bible, there's lots of things that are in the Bible that's in Genesis chapter 1. Now that we know that Adam and Eve were Africans, and that the first people on the planet were Africans, and that agrees with not just Bible, we found out that it agreed with fossil findings, archaeology. We found out that it dealt with also genetic code, your DNA. So we've been able to find it to support the scriptures from many angles, which is good, because the Bible does teach all of these different things. And that's why I said the Bible teaches about health. Let's look at that for one moment. After He created Adam and Eve, these Africans, where did you think He put them? The Bible says He put them in the Garden of Eden. Now the question was, did they have pure water? What type of diet did the Creator put man on in the very beginning, before the fall? And so He put them on the best diet in the beginning. And after man fell, He changed His diet also again to help us with our fall or with our fallen condition as sin entered into our lives and entered into the world. And then after the flood, he changed their diet again because he said that man was living almost 1,000 years. That was too long. Today we only live 1/10 of that, which is maybe 100 years, if some of us will live that long. And so what we're seeing here very clearly from scripture, the diet he gave us that had us live almost 1,000 years is very interesting, of how the diet plays a major role to our health, our thinking, our spirituality, our, the diseases that are plaguing the planet, overweight, obesity. We're having these things are causing high blood pressure, people dying in their 30s, in their 40s, in their 50s. People are not even living up to the 120 years or the 70 years that Yahweh has given to us. We're seeing people die. We're seeing young people having heart attacks on the basketball court because of their diet, their lifestyle. So the Bible has a lot to say, not just about our spiritual man. He does talk a lot about that, but he also gives us geography, history. And that's what we were looking at. Even as you can see, we even now was able to pull in archaeology. We'll be able to pull in science from genetic code. So the Bible has a lot to teach us. It teaches us chemistry. You'll be shocked about the mathematics that's in the Bible. But that's for another study. And so as we move on, but we would think that if Yahweh created a being, and if you feed your children, you feed them the best things you can, I would hope, when they're first born. And so he gave us the best diet in the very beginning. Now, I want to just cover what New Start stands for, because we didn't cover it, but we did mention it. But we want to help you realize that the Bible is holistic. It deals with the complete person. And he put them in a area where there was no snow, around the equator, where there was the best growing of food, so that they could get the best right out the ground. They wasn't going to McDonald's. There was none of that stuff, none of these fast food restaurants. He was giving them the best that he can give them. Well, let's look at it, okay? K stands for knowledge. N stands for nutrition. E stands for exercise. W stands for water. So that's the first part, which deals with new. And then the word start is S is for sunlight. T is for temperance. A is for air. Did you know that we need pure air? I would hope so. And we have R for rest, T for trust in divine power. I did forget a W for water. K-N-E-W. The W is for water. Okay? And so, yes, if we drink the proper amount of water, eat the right food, do our exercise, do what Yahweh has called us to do, we can live a little longer. And they've been able to prove that just from general, just on the planet. Everybody knows that, or a lot of people know that. I guess everybody knows it. And so those are some of the basics that the Bible teaches right in the very beginning of the book. Now, some people would like to say, well, you know, I don't want Yahweh changing my lifestyle. I like my, you know, unclean animals. I like all my stuff when you eat that swine and when you eat that catfish and when you eat that vulture, I mean, all of those are nothing but what we would call trash collectors. So you got to remember, in the Dark Ages, the Europeans had caught what they called the Black Plague. But they caught a plague because it wasn't sanitary. They didn't have sanitation. They was not moving everything through. And so that's what got them sick. And so Yahweh knew about this before he created us. And so he had a sanitation department come through and clean up the earth. So when there's squirrels and rats and animals die. You got the vultures, you got the pigs, and in the sea, you got the catfish. So Yahweh has already considered all of this stuff. And he was telling us to stay away from that, but these are the delicacies of today. But remember, the Bible says all the world wandered after the beast. So everybody's running after these fast food joints, running after, you know, they have what do they call it? Lobster, you know. You know, the main, one of the places where people like to go eat. So there's lots of different things that we should consider and think about so that it can make us healthy, wealthy, and wise. Help us realize what is really going on the planet. Not for us to get caught up in the things that man is getting us caught up in. Okay, when we look at Genesis, I just wanted to read just a few verses in Genesis chapter 2, which talks about the rivers. It says that in Genesis chapter 2, verse 10, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And this river parted into four rivers, or into four parts. The name of the first is Pison, and that river surrounds the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. And there is Delium and the Onyx Stone. Now, the question is asked, where is this place called Pison? Where's this river? Well, it tells us we don't have a river called today Pison. But what do we have? Instead of a river, it says also that it's around the whole land of Havilah. So if we can find out where the land of Havilah was, then it should be able to point us in the right direction. Havilah was one of the sons of Cush. And Cush is translated Ethiopia. So he was an Ethiopian. So you would expect that this river would be somewhere around Ethiopia. Okay? It also says where there is gold. Do you know that the majority of the gold on the planet comes from where? Africa. But Africa is the place where everybody is still poor. How could they be poor when most of the diamonds and the gold comes from there? Now, I did mention to you that the first land masses that are mentioned in the Bible are about Africa and in Africa, because that would make sense. If the Garden of Eden was in Africa, if he's going to talk about it, it has to be there. Notice verse number 13. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that which compass or surround the whole land of Ethiopia or the land of Cush. And Cush means burnt-faced people. Ethiopia means burnt-faced people. So when the Europeans, the Greeks, came and saw these Africans, these Nubians, which they called Ethiopians, and they called them burnt-faced people, when they saw these people, which were the original Adam and Eve, they said, wow, these are the gods, because they were living in spectacular palaces. They had colleges and universities where Europe did not have these things. Many think that Pythagoras' theorem that we learned in school was taught or given to us by the Greeks. No, the Greeks came to Egypt, learned in Africa, and then took it back and stole it and put it under their name. So that's what actually happened. But notice the Bible talks about the first landmasses. Where? Ethiopia. So it is very important that we'll see the first two rivers next week. When we come back, we're going to start off with the rivers and go into detail to help us get a better feel and a better grasp of this. Now, I know some of you are interested in what we're doing. And so we'll be on every Wednesday around this same time. And also what we will be doing, if people are interested, they can call 717-435-4715. That's 717-435-4715. Or they can go to our website. And our website is People of Color in the Bible. I mean, all you have to do is type in the words www.peopleofcolor, no spaces, the numeric number one, and then .com. And that will be able to help you to be able to find out what information you might be able to get from us that might be of interest to you. So if you can visit the website And that, again, is peopleofcolor1.com. And the phone number is 717-435-4715. Thank you for being part.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Thank you everyone for tuning in to Truth Music. If you'd like to help support Narrow Path Music and Ministry reach souls throughout the world, please visit www.narrowpathmm.com. And help support our truth ministry, Teach, Reach, Unite, Touch, and Heal, by purchasing a raffle ticket for only $1 on the Donate tab. In the PayPal description box, please include your name and phone number so that you may be reached if your name is drawn. This drawing will be held September 30th and so forth each month until we have reached our goal. The first place winner will receive a $75 Walmart gift card. The second place winner will receive a $50 Walmart gift card. The third place winner will receive three of Prophetess' latest mixtapes. So I encourage everyone to participate today. Sow a seed in the name of Jesus, especially if you enjoyed the music. There's more to come in the future, and as we raise more funds, we will have bigger gifts to give away and be able to reach a lot more people. So I just want to thank everyone out there who has donated already, and I ask that we continue to spread the word, because Jesus is coming back. And the only way that we will be ready is if we teach, reach, unite, touch, and heal. Thank you. God bless.
Wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.